Sam Bankman-Fried is sentenced to 25 years in prison, while the FTX estate looks to dump its entire Solana balance at a huge discount. Good morning. You're listening to the Rise and Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph with me, Robert Baggs, steering you through the crypto cosmos with daily dispatches from the digital frontier. If you want to know your Sam Bankman-Frieds from your Sam Baseman frauds, that'll make sense later, click that follow button. Okay, grab yourself a coffee and let's get into it. Before we get into the SBF and FTX news, we're going to start, as always, with news from Bitcoin in the past 24 hours. This will start with whether we're seeing Bitcoin price exhaustion, and then we'll look at some expert predictions for where Bitcoin's price top will be at the end of this bull market. Then we're going to move on to a hat trick of stories around FTX. That is, SBF being sentenced to 25 years, the FTX estate looking to unload all of its Solana balance, and Sam Bankman-Fried meme coins pumped and dumped yesterday. So in the past 24 hours, Bitcoin's price has stayed within the same parameters once again, and the trading firm QCP Capital noted that the price rally has been exponential in quarter one and there are signs of exhaustion. I don't know about you, but that certainly feels correct. And as William Suberg pointed out, Q1 saw Bitcoin price gains of nearly 70%, so it wouldn't be unreasonable for the market to try and catch its breath. However, QCP Capital sent out an update to its Telegram channel subscribers that showed that they, like many others, are still highly optimistic about quarter two of this year. Let me just read you their summary. For Q2, there are sufficient catalysts to form a very bullish view. Number 1. Continued BTC spot ETF demand and shrinking supply as GBTC runs out. 2. Bitcoin halving. 3. London Stock Exchange ETNs. And 4. Potential ETH spot ETF approval. Now, if we are in the midst of a bull run already, as Grayscale says we are, check out yesterday's episode for more details on that, and if Q2 is going to send us back on our merry way up the price mountain, then where will it summit this time around? It's one of the most enjoyable, albeit common, questions to ask of this bull run, and that is the price top. This has been incredibly difficult to predict traditionally, and although we do have more bull and bear market data, as well as more halving behavior data than ever before, we now also have the enormous and anomalous force of the spot Bitcoin ETFs. Nevertheless, a few expert analysts have put out pretty similar expectations after running the numbers, so I thought I'd flag it. Firstly, Laurent Ben-Ayoun, CEO of Acheron Trading, a quantitative trading strategies expert, put in the following prediction. If we look at historical performance, with every cycle, the multiple on the all-time high is getting lower. So if we apply this reasoning, it could be 2x to 3x what we saw in the previous cycles. So let's say around $120,000 to $180,000 per unit. Bitfinex analysts didn't have a too dissimilar trajectory for Bitcoin's price either. In a research report they shared with Cointelegraph, they wrote, "Our analysis forecasts a conservative price objective of $100,000 to $120,000 to be achieved by quarter 4, 2024, and the cycle peak to be achieved sometime in 2025 in terms of total crypto market capitalization. The ETFs have introduced passive demand, which means demand is coming from investors that is largely price agnostic." End quote. Again, pretty much in line with this, the wealth management giant Bernstein had a top of around $150,000 in mid-2025. If you're anything like me, you're becoming a bit numb to these entry-level six-figure prices. Well, Willie Wu, the Bitcoin analyst and managing partner at CMCC Crest, mapped out where we are now if this is the early bull market compared to previous early bull markets, and if it followed the same path, we would end up at a ceiling of $337,000. And then, of course, ARK Invest CEO Cathy Wood is looking further ahead on the horizon and believes a $1 million Bitcoin price tag by 2030 is conservative. Okay, it's time. Sam Bankman-Fried, the ex-CEO of the now collapsed exchange FTX, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison by Judge Lewis Kaplan. Yesterday saw the drawn-out affair finally come to a close after SBF was found guilty of the 7 charges, as well as witness tampering that led to Judge Kaplan revoking bail in August last year, and perjury over SBF's testimony about FTX user funds. Bankman-Fried's defense pushed several narratives in the hope of getting a maximum of a 6.5-year sentence, while the prosecutors pushed for 50 years. As Turner Wright said, the judge essentially split the difference. The narratives that SBF's defence put forward were often downplaying the severity of the crime and painting a picture of SBF that depicted a sort of misunderstood genius, not a criminal mastermind. In a final statement, SBF's attorneys said, "Sam was not a ruthless financial serial killer. He wasn't predatory. He makes decisions with math in his head, not malice in his heart." As poetic as that was, it didn't convince many people. It seemed that SBF had a lack of responsibility and remorse for his actions, and both the judge and the assistant US attorney, Nicholas Ruse, were highly critical of SBF. Ruse said, "If Bankman-Fried thought mathematics justified it, he'd do it again." Judge Kaplan did not mince words either. He said when sentencing SBF, "Punishment must fit the seriousness of the crime, and this was a serious crime." When not lying, Bankman-Fried was evasive, hair-splitting, trying to get the prosecutors to rephrase questions for him. "I've been doing this job for close to 30 years. I've never seen a performance like that," end quote. Another narrative SBF's defence pushed was the victims being made whole. I've discussed this several times in the past few months, but in essence, those affected should receive everything they lost back. That could be seen as a good reason to mitigate a lengthy sentence and shrug, no harm, no foul, but that did not fly. According to Inner City Press, Judge Kaplan said, "I reject the defence's argument about loss, both on the law and on the facts. The assertion that customers and creditors will be paid in full is misleading. Defendants equate loss with dollar volume in the bankruptcy case." However, one point that Judge Kaplan made as a counterpoint against this made whole narrative was really convincing to me. He said, "A fortuitous run-up in the value of some cryptocurrencies bears no relation to the gravity of the crimes that were committed. A thief who takes his loot to Las Vegas and successfully bets it is not entitled to a sentencing reduction." So the saga comes to an end. Sam Bankman-Fried could be behind bars until nearly 2050 if he were to serve the full sentence. Meanwhile, the other four senior FTX and Alameda research figures, Gary Wang, Caroline Ellison, Nishad Singh and Ryan Salome, all pleaded guilty and took deals. However, Salome did not testify against SBF in the criminal trial and will face sentencing on the 1st of May. Now, the SBF saga may well have come to an end, but the FTX bankruptcy issue is far from over. There are two main threads that are causing friction. Firstly, there is the problem I have discussed several times, the legal firms Sullivan and Cromwell, who have not only billed a small nation's GDP while sifting through the wreckage, but have attracted a class action lawsuit from the FTX creditors who allege the firm participated in FTX fraud before becoming their bankruptcy counsel. The second and related thread is the suggestion that Sullivan and Cromwell have been heavy-handed with the estate. One FTX creditor, Sunil Kuvuri, during SBF sentencing yesterday, said, "Sullivan and Cromwell has trampled over our property rights. They have liquidated billions of dollars of crypto assets. There's a token that S&C sold at 11 cents. It's now trading at $2. FTX had $10 billion in Solana tokens. They sold it at a 70% discount." That last line is a little off as they don't have $10 billion worth of Solana tokens and they haven't already sold them all, but it does seem they're looking to and at a massive discount. So FTX owns around 41 million SOL, Solana's native token, worth around $7.65 billion at the time of recording, and they're looking to sell the balance to institutional investors for $60 per token, which right now stands at a 68% discount, as Solana has been lurking around a $190 price tag. Now, a Bloomberg report does suggest there is a 4-year vesting period for the SOL tokens, but that is still a huge reduction in price. Judge Kaplan said, "I accept your assertion the claim customers will be made whole is inaccurate." But ultimately, Judge Kaplan made it clear that yesterday was purely for the sentencing of SBF. And so far, at least one investor has confirmed these wildly discounted sales. The Canadian blockchain firm Neptune Digital Assets announced it had acquired 26,964 SOL at $64 per token, which was a 67% discount to its then market price. Now, to complete my hat trick of FTX stories and keep up my recent trend of opening with Bitcoin and closing with meme coins, I have a crossover story we didn't need. Yesterday, as the gavel banged away over two decades of SBF's life, the army of meme coin degens were on their toes. A few hours before SBF was sentenced, a developer launched a meme coin called Sam Baseman Fraud, there's your callback, with the ticker FTX, of course, on Coinbase's Layer 2 network, Base, which incidentally is becoming a very popular choice for meme coins these days. In just 7 hours, the FTX meme coin rallied 23,300% to a market cap peak of $1.5 million. It then did as meme coins do and dumped 85% of its price in just 3 hours, though it has crept up a little to around 60% from its all-time high. Solana, not to be outdone, had its own SBF token created and called Som Bankman Fraud Stop It, which surged from a market cap of $30,000 to $20 million courtesy of an 18,000% rally. Then it dumped spectacularly by 95%. I would be shocked if you didn't find some shadiness behind these numbers if you cared to make sense of the chaos. Nevertheless, I suspect that'll be more millionaires minted by madness. Okay, so before I sign off, I have a double-sided announcement. Next week, I will be speaking at NFT NYC, and so the brilliant Gareth Jenkinson will be carrying most of the weight. However, you'll still be hearing from me. And secondly, if you are in New York or at NFT NYC, feel free to drop me a message and we can say hello in person. Okay, that's your lot. Consider yourself informed. Thank you for listening to the Rise in Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph. If you're enjoying these daily updates, please make sure you let us know by following, subscribing, or leaving a review. We're finally listed on most platforms as a daily podcast, so those reviews really help us with discovery. The more popular Rise in Crypto becomes, the better I can make it for you. Okay, have a great weekend. Let's do this again Monday.